Ça va. With your permission. Mishnah. Maseret Psachim de Mishnah. The last parak is called Arvei Psachim. The chapter talks about the day before Pesach and how to conduct the Lila Seder. So the Manishana, that the Seder starts, it's already in the Gemara. It's not somebody made it. That's how the questions goes. First question is, how come the night of Pesach is different that we eat matzah? The first question is, why it has to be a question? Chachamim said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the night of Pesach for the children's sake. If we may say, if we ask questions, they'll stay up. It's a special mitzvah. The children to be up on Leila Seder. So it sounds like that the questions were made for the kindergarten. But nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch, if an older person is by himself someplace in the world and there's nobody around the table, he's going to conduct the Seder for himself, he says to say Manish Tana. So we ask Manish Tana? Nobody's here. That's it. The Gemara says, if you have a son, the son should ask. When the Gemara doesn't say the son must ask, but the Gemara said, there's no children, they all got married, his wife should say Manishtana. Why she has to say Manishtana? Why should she say Manishtana? She says, I understood that you want the children to be up, so maybe that's why the Leila Seder starts with the question. But my wife, she's already, grandma. The man is 120 years old and she's 119. You say Manishtana. He says, Shulchan Aruch, what happened if nobody's in the house? He's by himself now. They all went to Greece for Leila Seder, left him home. He used to say Manishtana by himself. Manishtana myself. What's the purpose? Why did you say Manishtana by yourself? It says the Mishnah, it says the Gemara, that's how you have to conduct the Seder, that's how you conduct the Seder. You have to say Manishtana, it's the first question, how come the night of Pesach you have matzah? Listen, if I'm asking myself, I know the answer. You look in the Haggadah, where is the answer? There's no answer. Just, when you read the text. So where is the answer? Why we eat matzah on the night of Pesach? What does it say in the Haggadah? The second question is, how can we have maror? So where's the answer in the Haggadah? The third question is, how can we dip twice on Leila Seder? Where's the answer? You read the text, you won't find an answer. For the first two questions, we'll try to find an answer. The third question, there's no hint in the Haggadah. Why do we dip? Look at the text, you read the whole Haggadah. Doesn't say anything. Okay. So why do we dip? I said that's one of the questions. How come we dip? There's no answer. In the Haggadah, there's no answer. The fourth question is why the night of Pesach we have to lean while we're having the matzah, while we're drinking the wine. There's no answer for this. Look in the text, doesn't say. Can read the Haggadah, no answer. The last two questions, for sure there's no answer. The first two questions, we'll try to find an answer. So that's what the Mishnah says. When you read the Mishnah says it like this. The amazing thing when you read the Mishnah is how the Mishnah divided it and explained the halachot of each paragraph and section in the Haggadah. And it's according to the Haggadah that we have. Comes the Gemara and says, okay, now we're going to start Sita Haggadah. Says the Gemara, okay, then let me tell you something, that's how you have to start it. You have to start Matchil Bignut, Umsayim B'Shevach. First of all, you have to embarrass yourself. What do you have to say? One opinion in the Gemara is, Haggadah starts from the way we have in our text, Avadim and the Prophet Mitzrayim, we were slaves in Egypt. So why do what? Who doesn't know it? For what you're saying it. Another opinion the Gemara says, the really the part where the Gemara means that you have to start so-called embarrassing yourself is to say, "Mitchila uvdei avodah zara yavotenu." In the beginning, our fathers used to worship idol. Who? Terach. Terach, Abraham's father. Used to worship idol. So what he says to do with Pesach? What does this have to do with Pesach? I'm here to tell you that Hashem took me out of Egypt. Why don't you start from Noah? Start from Adam HaRishon, start from Cain, start from Hevel. You want to embarrass yourself? What do I have to do with Terach? I don't even look at him, this guy. This guy had a story. He sold idols. So you have to say it in Haggadah. It's in the text, and you got to say that. You can't start the Haggadah and say, listen, Haggadah, thank you for taking me out of Egypt. First, you have to say bad things about ourselves, and then eventually, you're going to say this. What's the necessity to say that? For what you're saying it? Every time you have a holiday, you have to start from the bad thing that happened before the holiday. This is the holiday, you're coming out of Egypt. So what has to do with, my grandfather had a store and sold the statues. And what is my fault? Is my grandfather stole statues? Then you have to say the Haggadah. And then the Haggadah was, we don't know who made the Haggadah. It's like just maybe the Navi made it. We don't know how we got it. So, I come to a part in the Haggadah. Again, it's the Mishnah in the last chapter of Masechet Pesachim. Rabbi Gamliel used to say, "Kol shelo amar shlosha dvarim elu bePesach, blessed dechovato." If you read the Haggadah on this one page, that paragraph, you missed. You did not fulfill your obligation. It's a machloket in the Rishonim. What didn't I fulfill? One opinion, you did not fulfill saying the Haggadah. Doesn't matter, men and ladies. This paragraph is crucial. All the whole Haggadah, you didn't say nothing. It doesn't matter. You fell asleep, you're busy helping your wife in the kitchen, means nothing. Okay. There's one paragraph, crucial. Then you have to say this. You didn't say this, for sure you didn't say the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Haggadah Shel Pesach is a mitzvah d'oraita. Hashem said the night of Pesach, we have to speak about Pesach. Kol ha'marbe lespeh b'tzad Mitzrayim hazeh mishubach. The more you talk, you're being praised. But again, there's something that you must say. If you don't say it, forget about it. You didn't do the Haggadah. According to other opinion of Rishonim, it's not only you didn't do the Haggadah, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah and eating maror. That's how crucial it is. That's how you have to be alert in the Leil HaSeder. You have to make sure that you don't skip that page. You skip that page, the whole thing is for nothing. You have to be careful with the wine. You have to be careful. You have to be in alert. You have to go outside, something, you know. Many ladies are the same here at night. So the ladies have to know that this paragraph is a crucial thing, must be said. What do you have to say? I said, I'll tell you what you got to say. You can say those three words, Pesach, Matzah, Maror, and you have to explain those three words. It says, the Mishnah says in the text of the Haggadah, Pesach, Shayu, Avotin, Ochli, Mashuma. It says in Bet HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, person was obligated to come and to bring a sacrifice, a sheep or a goat under 1 year old, be nominated on it, then slaughter it, roasted it, and at night you have to eat it. You have to eat it, it's called Korban Pesach. This is Pesach. And you got to say now, Pesach, Shayu Achlim Avotin Marashuma, so we don't have it now. So we say this piece of meat that's called Pesach that our fathers used to eat. Why? So then the Haggadah says, Pasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped on the Hadas, the Jewish Hadas in Egypt. Sheneema, it says in the Torah. If your children will ask you, what is this thing that you're going to sacrifice, a sheep or goat? V'amartem zevach Pesach ul Hashem. He says, what are you doing now? I'm sacrificing a goat or a sheep, Pesach. What is Pesach all about? It's, I have to tell my child this, says the Torah. Asher Pasach, Hashem skipped, al batei bnei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, on the houses, on the Jewish houses in Egypt. Ben Ogfot Mitzrayim, when he killed the firstborn in Egypt, ve'et batenu hitzil. He saved our houses. And somebody's going to ask you, what is Pesach? Pesach means like this. Hashem came down to Egypt, he killed all the firstborn, the Egyptian one, and he skipped on our houses, and he saved our houses. That's the thing. Hashem saved houses. Hashem did not save houses. Hashem saved people. But you got to say, Pesach means skipping. Skipping what means what? Not that Hashem skipped on me, did not kill me. Hashem did kill the firstborn Egyptian. But Hashem skipped on my house. On your house? Hashem skipped on you. No. The Torah says, no, don't say this. If that's what you thought, you did not fulfill the mitzvah. What is this piece of meat I'm having? I'm having a piece of meat called Pesach. What's Pesach? Hashem skipped on the houses and saved the houses. Saved the houses? Besides, you know, what does that mean exactly? Is that miracle that Hashem skipped on the houses? That this is why every year we have Pesach. Pesach. What's Pesach? Like, I love this holiday. What is it? Hashem skipped on the houses. Listen, you know how many miracles we have? In Egypt, you know, the 10 Makor, the 10 plagues, and others. Endless miracles. So, this is the miracle that Hashem skipped on the houses. Hashem skipped on the houses. The question is, Hashem has a GPS, and I have those little missiles directed by laser. If he wanted to kill the Egyptians, he didn't have to come and skip on houses. When you skip on houses, you skip on houses. You know? Hashem one day killed whole army of Sanhedrin, of Hashem, millions of soldiers in a second. Hashem doesn't need advice from anybody how to get rid of somebody. Hashem wants to kill somebody, he knows how to kill him. It doesn't matter if you send an angel, doesn't send an angel. It's excuses. But Hashem, if you want it, he knows who is Jewish. He doesn't have to read yellow pages for this. Hashem knows exactly who is a Jew. So he doesn't have to go down and skip on houses. Go upstairs, says Hashem. Said, you know what? I'm going to kill all the Egyptians. Hashem, no. Who is a goy? Who is not? Who is a Jew? Who observes or who doesn't observe? Nevertheless, this is Pesach. You got to say that, and you have to understand it. It says that paragraph. You have to say it and understand. If not, you have to read English. But it's not something just to wave and skip. The second thing, what you have to say, to say matzah zush anochli mashuma, and matzah we do it, and you have to hold the matzah in your hands at Shulchan Aruch. And say, this is the matzah I'm going to have. I said, why are you going to have this matzah? I said, I'll tell you what happened. You know, we came out of Egypt in the morning, the following morning. So we took the leftover dough. We put it in our head and the sun baked it. So it became matzah. So therefore what? Therefore, you have to have matzah now. What is stupid matzah? How would have happened? It would not have become matzah. It would become a pita. So, you think you wouldn't have what to eat? Anyway, Hashem gave you man. 30 days after Hashem gave you man. Hashem could have given you man right away. He says, what is the big miracle? That's what? That somebody put a piece of dough on his head, and he took it off, and it was matzah. So, therefore, I have to eat matzah for the generations to come, because Hashem made this miracle down in Egypt. So, what do I do? So, I take a matzah. Where do you take it? In the morning? No. Take it in the evening before. When that thing really happened? Happened when we got out of Egypt. When did we get out of Egypt? In the morning. So Hashem wants me to eat matzah at night, because in the morning, the dough that we took became matzah. So maybe I should eat it in the morning. And I don't think personally it's such a valuable thing to say, Chaga Matzot Hazeh, the Torah said, the holiday of the matzah, What is the matzah? Big deal. So the dough became matzah. So what? That's a miracle. And 40 years you have man in the desert. That's not a bigger miracle. So what do you do for this? You have a holiday for this? 40 years, nobody had to go shopping. Didn't have to go to the bathrooms. 40 years, didn't have to go to the bathrooms. If the 8 months only, never bathrooms. What's the holiday for this? No holiday for this. What's the holiday for the water, Ber Miriam, that you had 40 years water, and it was like Amsterdam? The Gemara says, the park, the tenants, the tents, and then the Ber Miriam, the river became like a little brook, like a little river, and people used to have canoe. You have to go upstate for canoe. They had canoe in the desert. What's the holiday for this? There's no holiday for this. There's no holiday for this. And there's a holiday for what? For the little daughter to become matzah. And here comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, chas v'shalom to have chametz. What's the chas v'shalom? What is the big deal about chametz? What's the big deal? Karet, says the Torah. If you eat 27 grams of chametz on Pesach on purpose, Hashem is going to kill you. What? What is it all about? Listen, it says, Alayla Zekulo Matzah, the whole week of Pesach. Only Matzah, you can't have clean the house. Bali Rebali Matzah, look what Hashem said. Forget about eating it. Look what happened to the people, slaves. They have to clean the houses. To go away for Pesach, they can't take control of the house. Have you a little crumb here? You have to do Bitul Chametz. Maybe you have Chametz in Shanghai, in Hong Kong. You left a piece of Chametz over there. I said, this is your chametz. Yeah, you have the cookie over there in the hotel on the top of the shelf, and you're not going to cancel it. Every second on Pesach, you have a scene. But Hashem doesn't want you to have. Bari Rabbi Matzah, you can have chametz in your possession. So what is the big deal? What's the big deal? Don't want me to eat it? Okay, I'm not going to have it. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know, it's a mystery. I don't know, mystic. Okay, fine. But why cannot have chametz? It's not in my house. It's not in my house. Forget about it. I accept this also. You know, once upon a time, I went on a trip for the summertime, and then I left something, and it's wrapped in a plastic bag, and it's someplace in the world, someplace. Where is it? I don't know. Doesn't matter. You know, I was on a vacation. Doesn't matter. On the moon. You have to do bitul chametz. You have to say, I don't want it. This should be like soil. I don't need it. I'm not going to use it. Forget about it. It's not mine. If you didn't say that, and you have a piece of bread, a piece of cake, pasta, cereal, box of cereal, any place in the world, even on the moon, every second you have a scene. Not one, two. Bali re, bali matze. That's too much. Please forgive me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's too much. It must be something else there. That's what they taught me in kindergarten, and I swallowed it, but I grew up, and I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is. But Hashem doesn't want me to have chametz. What's the big deal about him? Don't eat it. The amazing thing is, that 30 days later, it's Pesach Sheni. If somebody did not have a chance to do the first Pesach, here's another chance. 30 days later. Then you can have in your mouth a piece of bread and chew it with the matzah. Not exactly the same moment, but you don't have to go and brush your teeth. And you can have it on the table, in your pocket. Everything is okay. This okay? Well, how come it's okay? How come it's not okay the first Pesach? What happened? You should know, says Rabbi Gamliel, if you didn't say this, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of eating the matzah. You ate the matzah for nothing. The third thing he said, maror v'shano ochlim marshuma. So we have to have maror. Rabbi said you have to have maror. He says, why you have to have maror? And he says, the Egyptian gave us a hard time. שנאמר ואמרו אותך אם עבודה קשה בחמור ובנים כל עבודה בשדה. כל עבודה שלך עבדו בהם בפרך. I said, you know, and I said, you have to take something that should not be so sweet. It doesn't matter what kind of vegetables, better to take horseradish, maybe lettuce. Okay, so you eat it, so you have to have it in your hand and to say, listen, I'm going to have this vegetable. So why, what is it all about? And this is to tell you, the Egyptians gave us a hard time. And they bitter our life. But what is this to do with the holiday? Tonight is Leila Seder. They didn't do it tonight, right? No. When did they do it? Already 6 months before, says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah batla avodat avotinu b'Mitzrayim. 6 months later already was no slavery. So you suffered in Egypt. I understand you suffered in Egypt. Tell me, tonight is Leila Seder. Tonight is the day that you're going to go out. That is finished. You're free. So now you're having a maror. He says, Hashem, I'm having a maror tonight. You told me to have a maror. So why you told me to have a maror? To remember how much we suffer. What it has to do with this? What and the moment of happiness, you have to remind yourself some sad things. Never. It's not true. It's not true. What do you do on Sukkot also? Sukkot Hashem made us a Sukkah. You know what? Put the heat on. 150 degrees in the Sukkah. As it says, no Hashem, He didn't make us a Sukkah at 150 degrees in the desert. Then shut the heat. Or pour yourself hot water. Who has such a thing? In time of celebration? Time of celebration of a happy moment, you have to remember the bad things that happened before. You didn't say that, forget about it. Okay. Then we're going to wash our hands, we're going to eat. We say the bracha on the matzah, on the maror. End of the meal. Afikoman. According to Rashi in Alat Rishonim, a person has to know Zeh Shulchan Aruch. There might be the piece, what we call Afikoman, is the most important part in the Leil HaSeder. Even though we ate matzah already, and we had the meal. But you should know that halacha is that piece of meat, what's called Pesach, has to be eaten the last thing when we have a Tamikdash. A Pesach nechal ala sova. Says the Gemara, it means like this. You can be hungry, you cannot be full. You have to evaluate yourself that at the end of the meal, you'll have appetite and desire to have a little matzah. What is it? Not a crumb. You have to have 27 grams. Like almost 3/4 maybe, or 2/3 of a square matzah. Maybe like half of a round matzah. This is the afikoman. And this is a very powerful thing. This is something very, very important. It according to some chachamim, the bracha that we said, al-achilat matzah, we ate a piece of matzah in the beginning of the meal, that bracha applies to the afikoman. In a way, that's the most important thing, that part. This is why the chachamim say, because in our time now, we have to remember the last piece of meat that we ate on the night of Pesach, and that piece of meat had to be from the sheep of Pesach. You can have the meal, you can have everything you want, but don't forget, the last piece was a meat, piece of meat, and you had to be a little bit hungry to eat it. If you say, I'm too full, you're just going to try to shove it into your mouth and swallow it, you didn't do the mitzvah. It's called achila gasa. You didn't do afikoman. You have to leave room in your stomach and you have to have a desire, that's the halacha. In time of Bet HaMikdash is for the Korban Pesach. It means to have a piece of meat, 27 gram, 27 gram of matzah, 27 gram of maror, and after this you cannot have anything else. That's that we apply it to a piece of matzah because we don't have in our time the piece of meat, and then we call it afikoman. Afikoman. What's afikoman mean? Afikoman means really dessert. That's what afikoman means. It means the after dessert, nobody wants to have anything. But the Viennese table, everybody is full. Can't have anything else. So again, this is that what we call afikoman, afikoman, afikoman. He said, don't say that afikoman, give me a crumb. No, 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 listen, you don't understand. It's a very powerful thing that gives the person luck for the whole year, that watches the house. I know somebody that was in Turkey, when they had this terrorist attack, Turkey, and they put him in jail over there, and his lawyers did, can take him out. Somebody sent him a piece of afikoman that he kept after Pesach. The minute he got it in his hand, for no reason they released him. I know the person. It's a very powerful thing. You keep it in your house, you keep it in your wallet. It's a powerful thing, afikoman. Powerful, powerful. Hashem did not say it for nothing. But has to be the real one. It's not because you take a piece of matzah and you cut the first thing of yachatz. He said it's afikoman, and then you take from this one, you give each one a piece. No, no, no. Each one should have a little small piece from it. And plus, he's going to have this 27 gram of matzah, lean on his left side, and he's going to eat it. And that's it, finished. can have after this nothing. Not an apple, you can have orange juice, you can have Coca, you can't have Coca-Cola. Just water, maybe, yes. Says the Gemara, what is it all about? Says the Gemara, we want the taste of matzah to stay in your mouth. That's what it's all about. Fine, very nice. But my problem is that after this we drink 2 cups of wine. And what's the answer? Says, can I have anything to eat? No, you can't have anything. You won't have the taste. You won't have this taste. Oh, no, when I have the taste. Am I allowed to rinse my mouth with soap? Yeah. Listerine? Probably yes, too. Fine. I'm allowed to do it, huh? So, I'm going to have a taste of my matzah in my mouth or Listerine or soap? I don't know, I meant something full. What does it make to you? What does that mean? What kind of a taste I have? Besides, 2 cups of wine? So what kind of taste is going to have? He said it's a dessert, right in this table, finish. So how come you have wine? Comes the Gemara and tells us, this is Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah, reading Nagada, Hashem, when he spoke to us in Torah, he said, he says 4 times, he says, you tell your child. So the Gemara says, well, you have a few children, one is called Chacham, Chat Chacham. Your child is brilliant. Skull. Chacham, how omer? But you have a child chacham, you ask him, my little chokim is patim, aele? He's about Hashem, okay? So what do you do on Pesach? Afatay Molo, Agadah said, I said, tell him like this. En mafterin achara Pesach afikoman. After the Pesach, you don't have anything anymore. Finished. I said, from the whole laws of Pesach, look in Shulchan Aruch. Most of the halachot of Shulchan Aruch is about Pesach. The whole Shulchan Aruch, look at the whole Shulchan Aruch. The section that talks about Pesach is the biggest section in Shulchan Aruch. The biggest. Here comes the smart big kid. He asks his father, this answer, Papa, what's the laws of Pesach? He says, like that, just tell him one thing. After you eat this piece of meat, don't have anything else. That's what you tell him? From the whole thing of Pesach? Amazing. That's in the text in the Haggadah. Come Chachamim and tell us the most amazing thing of the Messiah. Until now we talk about everything, and we know this, Hashem said it. Hashem said you have to have matzah, Hashem said you have a piece of meat, Hashem said you have the marrow. Come Chachamim and said, listen, you must have wine. Wine? Where did you get this from? Well, let me tell you something. Wine is more crucial than Pesach and Matzah and Maror. Because if someone doesn't have money to buy Matzah, well, you know, today some people pay for the Matzah for £1, $33 a pound. Today is a bargain, I don't know if you know. If somebody wants to get good Matzah, you can get from Ukraine. It's $11 a pound. I came to America 45 years ago, used to collect money to ship Russia. Matzot and flour. The Babich Rebbe was very busy with this. And we all got together and says, Russia have no matzah. Russia has no wheat. Forget about matzah. I have no wheat. America send, don't send. Today, from Ukraine, not from Moscow, from Ukraine, as much matzot as you want. $11 a pound. In Borough Park, it's $25 a pound. In Ukraine, landing in your house, $11. Yemot HaMashiach. And it's not made in China. So, if you don't have money, you don't have to buy matzah. Hashem never told you go borrow money and buy matzah. It's a custom kimcha. The pizza, okay, fine. Somebody has no money. He's out of a job, he has no money. He doesn't have to go borrow money to buy matzah. Hashem never told you to go borrow money to do a mitzvah. You have not money to buy tefillin, you don't have to put tefillin. No money to eat, no tzitzit. No sukkah, no sukkah. No lulav, no lulav. No shofar, no shofar. No korban pesach, no korban pesach. Hashem never said, go get a loan from the bank to buy a piece of meat for Pesach. No, Hashem never said it. Hashem said once to do it is machatzit shekel. And you have to have half a coin to machatzit shekel. That's Hashem said. But Chachamim came up now with the concept of wine. You have to have 4 cups of wine on Pesach. Says the Gemara, listen, I haven't got money. Do I have to buy matzah? No. Do you have to buy maror? No. How about wine? Wine you have to buy. I say, I have no money. That's it. You have no money? Go to pawn shop. Give you a jacket over there. Go rent yourself. Walk in the gas station. He says, me in the gas station? For what? For wine. For wine? Amazing. Where do you get this? Not only that, I drink wine after the coma. Not only that, if you read the text in the Mishnah in the Gemara, how to conduct the Seder? The Mishnah says like this, Mazgul lo kos rishon. You want to know how to do the Seder? I'll tell you how to do it. First pour the first wine. And do Kiddush. And then pour the next Mishnah. Then pour the second. And say the Agada. Then pour the third. And then you're going to do the Katmazon. And then pour the fourth. And you can say the Hallel. So all halachot in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, in Masechet Psarim, so dance around the wine. It's not even saying the Torah. And if you want to tell me how to conduct the Seder, I'll tell you how to conduct the Seder. You come home, you do Kiddush, and then you sit the Haggadah, and then you're going to wash your hands, then you're going to eat the Matzah, and then you're going to say, before this, I'm going to do the second wine. No, the Mishnah painted it, the whole thing, the hero over here is the wine. Pour the first one, pour the second one, pour the, who needs to pour, who needs to know this? Come, Chachamim tell us, you should know that El HaSeder is different from what we were taught in kindergarten. It's completely different. No, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Am Yisrael they're going out of Egypt. And he says, where are we going? You see, Achayet Am Yimitzchayim, Ta'avnu Telokim Alar, Azeh, you're going to build the Mishkan. And then, from there, you go to Eretz Yisrael, you have a Beit HaMikdash. This is the goal. He didn't come out of Egypt to end up someplace. To end up in Yerushalayim. That's what you end up. And you won't have a Tamikdash. Unless the Gemara says, don't be surprised, the Gemara said, Masechet Sukkah, that the Tamikdash would land on the Chag from Shamayim. That's the Gemara. Masechet Sukkah. That is the expectation, says the Zohar. The Mashiach should not build the Tamikdash for us. Mashiach should come, and the Tamidah should come down. Says the Gemara, says the Zohar, the time of that thing of Mashiach and redemption can come, can be any moment, any day. But the red moon that we're supposed to have this Pesach that happened only a few times in the last 500 years, 1492 was a red moon. Sukkot, Pesach, four times. Then it was 1948, Israel was established. And then it was 1967, and this year is going to be the same thing. Last Sukkot, the moon was red. Last Pesach, the moon was red. This Pesach, the scientists say the moon is going to be red if you look outside. It's going to be red again next Sukkot. He says, what does it mean? I mean, this is time of redemption. This is the haftarot that we read on Pesach and Sukkot. It's time of redemption. Says the Gemara, you know what? But I mean, it's supposed to come down on those days. Not that you're going to build it. Says the Zohar, better don't even pray that you should build it. Better off not. Better Hashem, says the Zohar, better Hashem. Yiratzon shetivne bet hamikdash. Shiyu do it. Not sheibane bet hamikdash. The Zohar says, you say, shetivne, you Hashem should build it. We don't want to build it, we want it to come down. So that's the goal of coming out of Egypt. So now if we start this, you see the whole Agada is different. That's what Agada wants to teach you this. Now that's not how it starts. Einstein is called a lot. He says, you know what the question is? Not what is what's this night is different. No. He says, every night, we have bread, matzah. This. Now, the first question is matzah. He says, why, what matzah has to do with the destination and the goal? What this has to do? So he says, here's the answer. Rabban Gamliel, here comes the answer. You have to hold your head, your whole Leila Seder, and be serious about it. He says, the first question, where's the answer? Why you have matzah? Rabban Gamliel says, listen, not only why you have matzah, you have to hold the matzah in your right hand. And if you don't say that, you did not fulfill the mitzvah. Which mitzvah did you not fulfill? You don't understand what you're doing the whole night. I said, you know what you do? I'll tell you what you do. You hold like this, listen. You know what this I'm going to eat now? I'll tell you what it is. We came out of Egypt the following morning. We took the leftover dough and put it in my hand, and Hashem made it a matzah. Excuse me. Do you know why Hashem made it a matzah? Why? I'll tell you why. Because in Metamigdash, she's not allowed to have chametz. That's the whole thing. That's what we're going to read in the Torah, this expansion. It calls all the choldvash utalchim in Yashel Hashem. Hashem does not want to have pizza, bread, challah in Beit HaMikdash. Forget about it. Talk to him. He doesn't want it. Lechem HaPanim, matzah. Everything matzah. Not to bring it into Beit HaMikdash, chametz. Never. Hashem doesn't want it. Talk to Hashem, I don't care why. It's a sin. Somebody brings on the Mizbeach. Yeah, around, you can bring, but on the altar you can't. Can't sacrifice anything chametz. Everything was made matzah. To be the parasha, this week's parasha, parashat tzav. So you know what? Hashem gives you that mitzvah. And he said, listen, I'll tell you something. If you can have chametz on Pesach, karet. It's a Kaddish Bechor. Why? Why, Chas Shalom, if I have pita on Pesach, why karet? What is this? And why I have to go and do bitul chametz if I have found, if I forgot a box of cereal in Hong Kong, and if I don't say bitul chametz, I do a sin. Because Hashem wants you Pesach to concentrate the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash is not allowed to have chametz. Get it deep into your system. No bread, no pita. Clean your house thoroughly. Make sure you have no chametz. What is the big deal about it? The big deal is Hashem wants you to concentrate on one subject. Beit HaMikdash should come down. That's it. Gamliel, hold the matzah in your hand. Say like this. Listen, I came out of Egypt. Not tonight, tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow Hashem showed me something. Hashem showed me that the whole purpose of this holiday is matzah. Matzah means no chametz. No chametz, only matzah means Beit HaMikdash. You got it now. Right. Second question was, how come we have maror? How come we have maror? What's your question? I'll tell you what my question is. What maror has to do with Beit HaMikdash? How it is? Let me tell you what it has to do with it. Says the Ari says like this. He says, "Emarut chayim, avodah kasha b'chumah v'lvanim." The Torah describes how the Egyptians gave us hard time, hard labor in construction, that we made bricks. Who cares what we made? He says that you know those two words, chumah v'lvanim, you can find in the Torah. In the generation that built the tower, Dor HaPlaga. Atel mavena le'aven v'achemah yalachomer. Says that let me tell you something. You are the same neshamot of that generation. They went into construction. And they built the tower to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch. Hashem punished us and told us, you know, you go down to Egypt and you can be in construction because you use construction to rebel against me. I said, what is it all about? I said, maror zeh shanachnu holchim. You have maror in your hand. He says, Hashem, you know what? I'm going to have maror. He says, what? On holiday you have a bitter thing to remember what? I tell you what, Hashem. I'm doing teshuva now, says Dari. I'm doing teshuva maror. Ari says in America value is mavet, is death. So if you want to have sugar on the maror, so you have to dip in the charoset for a second and shake the charoset. You can't have sweet in your maror. He says, why? I said, but I'll tell you why. Because I want to remember the last time that I rebelled against you. Says I made the tower in Iraq, in Babel, as my God. This is against the Beit HaMikdash. So we're going, so-called, to protest against ourselves, and so-called to do teshuva. How come once upon a time we said Beit HaMikdash is in Mecca, or Beit HaMikdash is in Iraq, and Saddam Hussein is Kohen Gadol? No. That's why Maror Zeh, you have to hold, says Ari, says the Mishnah, you have to hold the Maror in your hand and say, listen, you know what, this is not the time to suffer. Today is a holiday. No. I learn to suffer because I want to suffer. I want to remind myself that the night is Beit HaMikdash. And once upon a time, I did something. That thing is against Beit HaMikdash. Says, you know what? I'll tell you what it is. I says, Mitchla of the Avodah Zarah. Says, you know what? Leila Seder starts. You got to say, my grandfather used to worship Avodah Zarah. Why do you say that? Why don't you say, my grandfather was Noach? No, you don't understand. The purpose of Leila Seder is Beit HaMikdash. Then you have to regret and so-called confess that my great grandfather was against Beit HaMikdash. You know what he did? He sold statues in Syria, in Haran. Our grandfather had a store, sold statues. So, what does it mean? Says the Agadah, it means that the whole Agadah is you have to say, I'm sorry that we didn't have, that I did not have the Beit HaMikdash before, and not only that, I rebelled against you, and I built a tower against Beit HaMikdash because, you know, this is my God, the tower. Gemara says, they went to put a statue on top of the tower. Says the Gemara, listen, we start the Haggadah, it says, Avadim and Varov Mitzrayim. You know what it means? It says, I tell you. Hashem said, Ani Hashem Elokichem, Hashatit Tchem Mitzrayim, Islachem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokichem. Emet, you know what it means? It says, now we have the ability to do Beit HaMikdash. It says, until now we couldn't, because we were slaves of Paro. Paro would not let us do Beit HaMikdash. It says, the Gemara, Avdei HaShvarosh, HaShvarosh did not let us do Beit HaMikdash. This is my problem. I want to come to Beit HaMikdash. That's my problem. Come the third question. Excuse me, why do we deep on Leila Seder? Where's the answer? Look in Agadah if you don't find an answer. There's no answer in the text. Come Chachamim and tell us something. Let me tell you something. You know, the Torah says, you know, Korban Pesach, Hashem skipped on the houses. You know what it means, Hashem skipped on the houses? Hashem skipped on me. No. Same thing. You know what skipped on the houses means? I'll tell you what it means. Hashem told us, you know what? You go slaughter a sheep or a goat and you take the blood. And Hashem said, listen, you take three stems of Zata, of Ezov, and you dip it in the blood, and then after you dip it in the blood, you put on the two posts and the header. Says the Gemara, you know what it was? Why Hashem said it like this? Gemara said, it's like the altar in Beit HaMikdash, that you have to take blood and put on the altar. The houses in Egypt, we showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is our altar. Where's the altar? Beit HaMikdash. The houses became our altar. Says the Gemara. We had to dip inside the blood. And then we take from the blood and we put. It says, well, Hashem, why do we have to dip? I can take the blood and just sprinkle it. Hashem says, no. Why? We don't know why. It's a secret one. But Hashem said, you got to use three stems of Ezov. Dip it. Dip. Why have to dip it? Why is it? Why? It's hummus. Why have to dip it? You got to dip it. Hashem said, dip it. So Agadah Shel Pesach asks, excuse me, why do this tonight we have to dip? He says, rings the bell, dipping, huh? He says, Rabban Gamliel, let me tell you something. If you don't say what I'm going to tell you, you just did not fulfill the mitzvah. Pesach, Pesach, Hashem skipped on what? On me? No. He skipped on the house. Why skipped on the house? Because he told me to take those three stems and dip it in the blood and pull it around. And then Hashem skipped on the house. He didn't skip on me. If he skipped on me, Hashem would have told me, put the blood on you. Why Hashem did not say, take the thing, dip it, put on you the blood? Hashem wanted us to skip on the houses, not the blood. It's a secret. Why on the house? It's a secret. But the Gemara says, you know what it is? Because the house is the altar. Because if you put the blood on you, you're not an altar. Hashem wanted us the whole time just to think, Beit HaMikdash, altar. That's the goal, that's the Kavanah of Leila Seder. And here comes the punchline. You know, in Beit HaMikdash, we all do know this meat, all the sacrifices. It was always matzah, it's the Mekol HaMinachot. And in Beit HaMikdash was wine. Wine, Beit HaMikdash. And the wine was the most important thing. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara. He used to pour wine on the altar. And it says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, you know what happened? The Levi, Mr. Levi, he started to sing. Orchestra of the Levim took place in Beit HaMikdash only when the wine was poured. And then they sang, let's say every morning, Ashir Shayu Alevim Beit HaMikdash. האם הם אחד, יום שני לשבת, יום רביעי לשבת, what did they do? They sang. When did they sing? When they poured the wine. Because when they poured the wine, it says, come on, you're happy. You're happy. Then you start singing. Then we say, Hallel. So that's what the Chachamim said, listen, do the Haggadah. First thing, says the Mishnah, pour the first wine, pour the second, the whole Perek, the whole Gemara is on the wine. And you have to have wine. If you don't have wine, go rent yourself. Go borrow money to buy wine. You know why? Because the wine is the most important thing. Well, that's why Chacham Yisrael told us, drink wine. He said, why? Because listen for what it is. To exercise four times. No, wine. He says, because wine is going to make you happy. And you know what? Then you're going to say the Hallel. Then you're going to sing. It's Betham Yiddash, exactly. So it means, listen, Afikoman. You know what Afikoman means? Afikoman means this is the last thing you should ever taste in your mouth. You know what I mean? That's not the taste. I'm going to brush teeth with soap anyway. No, I want you to know, the last piece that you have in your mouth before you go to sleep is a piece of meat from Korban Pesach. And you know what Korban Pesach means? It means the Bet HaMikdash. You should go to sleep with Bet HaMikdash in your head, not Bet HaMikdash in your stomach. So therefore, when the small boy asks you a question, I says, Abba, can you tell me what the laws of Pesach? His father, the Gemara, says, will tell him, listen, don't eat anything after the last thing. What do you mean? Papa, what does it mean? It means the last thing is Korban Pesach is matzah, that matzah. That matzah you have to have in your head. This is matzah, is something to remind me about Bet HaMikdash. That's it, go to sleep. I said, hold it. If I go to sleep, please, have some more wine. He's not talking about chesed yomot. He said, what you have in your head? He says, after this piece, last piece of meat, you know, you got Bet HaMikdash, what they used to do? After the sacrifices, they used to pour wine. And then they used to say Hallel, they used to sing. That's in the text. That's what we do. That's right. After the Afikoman, we have wine, and then we say Hallel. Perfect. That's the whole thing. And that's the Lishana Babi Yerushalayim. People think it's a song, you know, have hope in Yerushalayim. No, you don't understand. That's the truth. That's what we have to expect. Mashiach should come, and on the first Bet HaMikdash should come. That's how Chachamim that Hashem said, listen, say the Haggadah, say the Haggadah, say. Some Gavin said, listen, the whole Haggadah means forget about it. Say those three things, have those Kavanah, you understand what's called Pesach, what's called Matzah, what's called Maror, what's called wine. The Mashiach come from the middle.